We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Overall, Joe, I mean, it was a good weekend for the Mets. They did win 2 out of 3 against the Nationals.
They did. It was, you know, yesterday, though, you know, especially when they came. You know, I was feeling better. When they were going to lose a game 5-2 or something like that, I feel a little better about it.
Yeah.
They come back.
Tease.
At comeback, they teased us. Two things from yesterday, and you're probably going to agree with this.
Go
with Callaway. Number one, you know, McNeil gives you 4 hits on Saturday. Can you play the guy yesterday? Oh, I mean, Nimmo. Nimmo's not doing anything, all right? He did finally get a hit yesterday. Nimmo's not doing anything. Can McNeil play? I mean, I understand you want to play Davis at third. Okay, that's fine against a lefty. McNeil's got to play. That's number one. Number two, why is Justin Wilson? Like, I'll even go back to this. Why do you got Lugo in the game Saturday when you got like a 7-run lead, whatever it was? What is he doing in the game? And then yesterday, why is Wilson in for a second inning? That too. I mean, there's a lot of different things this weekend.
There's even more, but to your point.
Those three things really jumped out at me.
Yeah, and I understand early in the season, especially, trying to get guys at bats. J.D. Davis deserved a chance to play yesterday.
He got a big hit yesterday. I agree.
I completely agree.
Yes.
I even like the idea of Keon Broxton playing, who got on base three times and stole a few bases.
Yep.
The guy to sit is Brandon Nimmo. And the problem I have with Mickey Callaway and Aaron Boone, everyone else, is they don't believe in hotness. They don't believe that a guy getting 4 hits even matters.
It's ridiculous.
Of course it's ridiculous.
He's hot, so let's sit him down.
You have to play him.
Of course.
Now, eventually he gets into the game, and eventually he strikes out. But what was stunning was that Juan Lagares, of all people, after striking out as meekly as he did one inning earlier, actually got the hit that tied the game.
He did.
I couldn't have been more stunned by that.
I was very stunned by that.
But there's
no doubt.
There's a few other things. First of all, it's the third game of the year. Does Wilson Ramos really need an off day?
Yeah.
Let's start there.
Yeah, you're right.
Number two.
It wasn't like it was a day game after a night game.
No. In the sixth inning, the Mets had two men on, or actually it was only one man on, 2 outs.
And he let Nito hit.
And he let Nito hit.
Now, he did.
If your thinking is, look, I'm giving Ramos a day off, I want to make it a full day off, then why is Ramos on deck to pinch hit?
He was on deck.
So that contradicted
that. Made no
that.
Sense. And, of course, Ramos did come up and pinch hit. He got it. He drove in a run in the ninth inning.
Of course he did. Because he's a capable major leaguer. Yeah, Tomas Nito is not.
No, not at all.
And to your point about Lugo, which Ernie was all over, I'll give him credit, because he texted me about this, and I wasn't as angry about it at the time, but it certainly bit him in the face. Seth Lugo throws one pitch. Now, it was a scary pitch because Matt Adams almost hit it over the fence.
Close.
But after the Mets break it open with 3 more in the ninth inning, do you really need Seth Lugo to throw 40 pitches?
Yep.
40!
Yeah, no, you're right.
Before they finally take him out and go to Edwin Diaz. But how about not pinch running for Ramos in a tie game that day? And it turned out not to matter because Ramos was able to trudge in and score.
Keith, one of them, Gary brought it up yesterday, what he said about not pitch running for Ramos.
I got the quote. You ready?
It doesn't make a difference most of the time. Something like that.
I'll give you the exact quote.
Go ahead. What did he say?
Mickey on not pinch running. 95% of the time, when you pinch run, it's a non-factor.
Yeah, right. That's what it was.
That 5% of the time can really help you, but 95% of the time, it's a non-factor, and that's what we saw. You kind of have to play the percentages when you have two catchers. That's a ridiculous answer. First of all, 95%, that's just a made-up stat, right? That's not even backed up by any logic.
Right.
And while the Mets scored a run, you can't say it was a non-factor because the base hit right after. If there's a pinch runner, he goes first to third. So what are you talking about?
Right,
it was a non-factor.
Right.
How do you know it was a non-factor? Because that base hit by Jeff McNeil, there's first and third, nobody out. So, yeah, it was a non-factor because J.D. Davis got a big hit 2 minutes later. But it was a factor during that inning.
Yeah.
The guy didn't go to third. I don't trust this manager, bro.
No, I don't like him. The thing about the guy, you know, the guy's hot as hell, and I'm not playing him the next day, and he tries to push it off like it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't matter. Different matchups, different day. You know, maybe he's not going to hit this guy. It's absurd.
If you ask guys who played in the major leagues, Keith Hernandez, Ask him. Paul O'Neill.
Sure.
Ask him. Are there times, Paul, where you're hot, where you feel like you could hit anybody? You don't think basically every baseball player is going to say, oh, yeah, it looks like a beach ball out
there. You got it going. You got it going. There's no doubt about it.
So this is just defying the way actual real Major League Baseball players feel based on a computer. I'm sorry. It's just ridiculous. So it was a good weekend. The Mets did win 2 out of 3, but sorry. I'm going to call out the BS that I hear from this guy.
Of course. With that said, I do like what I see from this team. I mean, I think this team is going to hit. I really do. I mean, you got to like what we saw from Alonso so far. I mean, you got to be very happy with him. I mean, just the, you know, like just how deep they are. I mean, like this J.D. Davis, you got to like what you saw from him so far. Obviously, Ramos is a major upgrade catching as far as offensively. There's no doubt about that. You know, Robbie Cano, if he stays healthy, to me, is going to hit. Got a couple more hits yesterday. Didn't do anything in the game on Saturday, but that's okay. So I like what I see, and I got to say.
And J.D. Davis made a really nice play defensively in this game,
too. He did.
I like guys, and Cashman did this with Aaron Hicks. I wanted the Mets to do this with Byron Buxton, and so far Buxton's off to a good start. And I think the Yankees have the Mets have done this with J.D. Davis. Guys who are highly regarded prospects have hit a triple-A, and just maybe it's opportunity in Davis and Hicks. In Davis's case, it was opportunity.
Right,
Buxton's
right.
had opportunities. He just has failed. You say, you know what? Let's get a change of scenery. Maybe a guy like this can put it all together. It's happened with a lot of guys. J.D. Martinez started that way, where he just needed an opportunity. He needed a new place to play. And so J.D. Davis is one of those guys. Davis was a highly regarded prospect. He's torn up AAA. He hasn't had a lot of opportunities at the majors. When he's had them, he's been terrible. And I think the Mets are going to give him at least an opportunity to play half the time. And if he hits, maybe more than that.
Yeah. Hey, look, I mean, they are a deep team. I mean, you know, so far, and that's with Frazier and
Jed Lowry.
And Lowry out. Right.
Yeah, I forget him, too.
Right now, he's not even on a team.
As far
as I'm concerned.
I think you want to see better from Noah Syndergaard and Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, both of them.
They certainly didn't back
Wheeler
up
Wheeler reminded
Jake
me of the pre-second half of the season Wheeler yesterday. He had a lot of deep counts. He only walked one guy, but he was 3-2 on a lot of guys yesterday.
Yep.
He gave up that home run. Excuse me, that home run, obviously, to Trey Turner after you give up the two hits before that. You know, but it's the first game of the season. I'm not going to go crazy about it.
No, and he got ambushed that inning because Robles went after the first pitch.
Yeah,
Adam Eaton went after the second pitch, and Turner went after the first pitch. But, yeah, the pitch count was extremely high. He was at 60 pitches through three innings. I thought Noah Syndergaard had one of those days where he didn't walk anybody, and his control was off. I don't think he was hitting his spots at all.
No.
So both guys weren't their sharpest, but it's just the first turnaround. And much like we talked about with the Yankees having to take advantage of the Orioles and the Tigers, well, despite the Marlins having a good opening weekend, they are still not a good baseball team.
Yep.
And they are a team the Mets have to take advantage of, and they're going to get that shot starting tonight with 3 games against Miami.
You know what I read, too, and I don't know if I believe any of this, but apparently the Mets are open to Dallas Keuchel. Did I see that?
Okay, so here's the deal.
Am I delirious that I saw this?
Well, you saw it, but let me clarify, okay? So Ken Rosenthal in The Athletic talked about how the Mets are kicking the tires on Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrel.
Right.
I would give this comparison. I biked today, which was great. On my way back biking, I'm going to stop at a Rolls-Royce dealership. I'm going to look at one of the cars. I'm going to kick the tires.
Yeah, I understand.
And I'm going to say to the owner, look, it's $200,000? He's like, yes, it's $200,000. Okay. If you bring it down to $2,000, I'm in.
Right.
If you bring it down to two,
no,
I'm all in. And that, my friends, is the Mets' interest in Keuchel and Kimbrel.
The one thing I will say, though.
Thank you.
At this point in time, I mean, maybe you could get one of these guys on like a 1 or 2, maximum 2-year deal. Maybe you could.
So my counter to that is, don't you think 15 other teams are thinking the same thing?
Yeah, I do.
So then how are they getting?
But the 15 other teams haven't done anything yet.
No, you're right, but look at the Brewers, right? The Brewers have
Brewers is the big rumor for where Kimbrel may wind up.
Well, they should be. They just lost Corey Knebel for a year and a half.
I understand.
And the Atlanta Braves are a mess right now.
I actually would rather have Keuchel, to be honest with you. That's me. I mean, maybe I'm nuts.
So you know why my answer is Kimbrel? It's both one-year deals?
Right.
Okay, the answer is Kimbrel for this reason. I'm very concerned that we're not going to see Keuchel till mid-May, and I don't know what he is after missing all this time.
Yeah, all right.
I think with a reliever, it's more...
A little less of that?
Yeah, it's less of that. I have less concern about what I'm going to get out of Kimbrel than what I'm getting out of Keuchel.
If they give me either one of them, first of all, I'd be shocked. It would get me off the floor that they did it. But I'm happy with either one.
Yeah.
And that would be fine.
I just want to clarify, because I read what Rosenthal wrote.
Yeah, okay.
They're not interested.
No.
They're doing their no. quote
well, I don't think they are either, but I threw it out there because I saw it, and I'm like, really?
Yeah.
That's the only reason I'm even bringing it up.
They're doing their due diligence right. on both.
Yes.
And we'll see about the Yankees' interest eventually in Keuchel. I want an update on Gio Gonzalez. When's he coming back?
Yeah, right.
Because apparently tonight, Domingo Herman's going to pitch. That's how it's being classified.
It's not an opener night?
We don't know yet. I guess we'll find out at 6:33, 2 minutes before first pitch.
Right.
Or maybe longer because bullpens. Right. And then tomorrow, they're going to come back with Masahiro Tanaka. But then Wednesday, they have nobody because it would be Paxton on short rest. So can Gio Gonzalez walk through that door? Or are we going to see an opener on Wednesday that features Luis Sessa, who, by the way, actually looked pretty good the other day?
Yeah.
He looked good yesterday.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do, but they could use Keuchel if they want.
Oh, sure.
I don't know what they think of Gio. They signed him to basically a nothing contract. So, yeah, they have no risk involved. I think they have to make a decision on him by April 20th.
Is that what it is?
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. All right.
But there's no minor league games yet, so he hasn't really had a chance to pitch. So, we'll see. This opener thing is, I don't know. It just feels like you're getting too cute. If Herman's pitching today, just pitch him.
Yeah, well,
just
a
start
lot of,
the guy.
There's a lot of very cute in baseball. So
yes.
There's a lot of that.
Like not playing a guy right. after he gets four
oh,
hits.
Oh, my God.
Because hot streaks.
I couldn't believe he didn't play yesterday.
Oh, I believed it.
Yeah, I put the game. I'm like, what? How is McNeil not? The guy got four hits, and he destroys the Nationals. What's his numbers against Washington, too? Throw that in the mix.
Nah, I know.
Let me sit him. That's all right. I'm going to sit him.
Sit Nimmo, then, like you said.
Of course. Nimmo didn't get a hit. He finally got a hit yesterday, and he hasn't looked good. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, Nimmo's, you know, I don't want to see Nimmo playing, but, I mean, McNeil's got to play.
Well,
yesterday.
Here's the real question. They're facing a lefty tonight in Caleb Smith.
Right.
McNeil better play.
Of course.
We'll see. I'm not confident. I don't know what he's going to do tonight. We'll find out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.